Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining, but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another view. Time is not on my mind, but then it's you. Oh, I love it when the love comes around, and then I remember all things must pass. But I'm not gonna wake up, I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wait. No, no, not yet, whoa. No, not yet, whoa. No, no, not yet, whoa. I'm afraid I'll end up nowhere.
Hello, my Roller Coaster Riders, and welcome to Roller Coaster. I'm your host, Megano.
And it's me, Erin.
Woo! Oh my god, I'm not alone. What a treat, Roller Coaster Riders, backed by popular demand. It is the one, the only, Miss Erin MJ Rob.
Miss Juice! Woo!
So guys, it's kind of offensive, but when I asked what did people want from season four, people said guests. So apparently I'm not enough anymore, which is quite hard to accept. But I've listened to your feedback, but I've decided I can't be having guests that make me feel awkward, do you know what I mean? Like that,
like me.
See if I had like a random. First of all, they'd be sharing this beanbag with me, and then I don't really know them, so then I'd be awkward on my own podcast. And what is at that point?
What's the point?
So I'm having people that I know on, and thankfully I know Erin quite well through the years. So Erin was actually on, I don't know what season that was, maybe season two, and we'd done. I think it was Dilemmas. We'd done them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, look, we're sticking with what we know and we're doing some dilemmas again today. Woohoo! So I put up a wee story on at Roller Coaster Podcast Instagram page. You should be following that or you're going to miss out and you're going to feel like a silly billy. Because, look, you couldn't even send in your dilemma because you don't follow the page. Now who's a right totty? So some people did send in dilemmas. I've not read them. So it's new to me and Erin. We don't know what is in these DMs.
Shock factor.
So me and Erin are here to help you through your dilemmas, aren't we?
Yes, indeed.
Right, without further ado, let's get into it.
Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake up.
My roller coaster riders, dilemma number one. Erin looks like she's been held hostage. What is it to be scared of?
It's just the fear.
Don't be scared, honey. It's a safe environment here. So, first dilemma of the day is recently became distant from my closest friend who I worked with, spent many a days a week with, and didn't think I'd ever be without. Oh, I'm finding it hard to not just slip back into the friendship like we always do, as I feel like I have to stick with my gut on this, aka not message her. It genuinely feels like a breakup. Any advice on how not to let this weigh me down would be appreciated. So she's not close with her friend anymore, but she's wanting to, she doesn't want to be the first one to make a move. So, oh gosh, friendships ending is tragic. It really is. And it actually happens to everyone. Like, no one is safe from a friendship ending. Have you ended any friendships lately?
Yeah, I actually have. I've actually got something to say for this.
Right, go for it. Take it away.
I didn't personally end it.
Right.
But last year, I actually did lose a friendship. And lucky for me, it has come back into my life. So
how could I forget?
Sometimes maybe you just need to let it naturally take its course.
Yeah.
If it doesn't feel right, don't force it. But
that's so true.
See how it goes.
Because at the time when this friendship you're referring to, because memory is jogged, at the time, well, you were just like, well, if this is a course it's taken, what else can you actually do? I remember we were all like, what are you going to do? And you're like, I can't do anything. And then the time has been on and you're friends again.
There was no arguments, there was no fallouts. Yeah. It was complicated reasons.
Yeah. And that's the thing, life, especially in your 20s, I think life gets really difficult, folks. It's an absolute roller coaster, pardon the pun. Like, things actually, life just happens. Like, it's not just like, oh, who are you partnering up with in PE anymore, like it was in school. It's like real, like real life problems happen when you're 20 because you're like adults. So these things happen. Honestly, a friendship ending is like a breakup. I always say that. It's almost, and I don't mean this in a bad way, like my friends don't support me because they 100% do, but a friendship ending is like a breakup, but you don't get the same support you'd get for a breakup.
Yeah.
Because people know you're going through a breakup, so they'll be like dancing around it and like making sure you're okay and not like pressing you for answers. But if it's a friendship ending, people just think it's like gossip and interesting.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, but they don't realise you're actually upset about it. So I'm there with you, sister. I know it's definitely hard when friendships end, but I would, if you're saying you need to stick to your gut and not be the first one to messenger, I'm going to assume that's for a reason, and I think you should stick to that. Don't. Sometimes it's nice to be the bigger person and be like, do you know what? I'm going to, what's that word? Expand the olive tree. Extend
the olive branch.
Right. Extend the olive branch. And sometimes it is good to be the bigger person, but if something is genuinely like telling you in your gut you shouldn't be the one to reach out, I would stick to that, because if you do reach out, then there's that chance that they could start to like walk all over you because they think they can get away with it, kind of thing.
Yeah, you don't want to waste your time on someone that doesn't want to spend time with you. So
preach it, sister. You get what you give. No, give what you get.
You get what you're given and you take what you get.
Oh,
I made that up.
That's good.
I made that up like 2 years ago.
That's actually really good.
Thanks.
You get what you're given and get what you take.
No, you get what you're given and you take what you get. I don't really know what it means.
I feel like it
just comes out quite nice.
It's got a nice ring to it. And also, this is such like a annoying answer, but everything happens for a reason. And oh my God, there's this quote as well. Friends for a reason, friends for a season, friends forever.
That makes no sense.
No.
Oh, is that the three different...
Yeah, there's friends for a reason, friends for a season, and friends... I feel like it should really rhyme, the last one. For a meaning? No, fuck knows. But there is a quote, and maybe your friendship has just run its course, which is also very sad and doesn't make it any easier to accept. But that unfortunately does just happen, because see, when you think about it, you can't be friends with every friend you've met forever.
Yeah.
Because I think back to primary school, your wee pals. If you had all, oh my God, you wouldn't have a free second to see everyone. Imagine you had like 100 friends. So I know it's hard, but trust that everything happens for a reason. And I'm sure you've got other friends. Yeah, like I'm sure this is a huge void in your life and there's no denying that or taking away from that. But I'm sure you have other friends. So maybe put time and effort into them and just adapt to life without her.
Also, just focus on yourself, and if you find out things that you're interested in, you might find new friendships through that.
New hobbies. You could join a book club. You can find a fellow bookworm. How do you say worm?
Worm.
Oh, you say worm.
Worm.
I say worm.
Worm. Worm.
Can you
I
say Carl?
I don't really say worm. Carl. Carl. Like, I know my old work's boyfriend was called Carl, and I hated every time I had to say it because it would be so hard.
Carl.
He was actually Irish, so I would do it in an Irish
Why
accent.
Does that? No, but the name Carl makes you Irish.
Carl.
Carl.
Carol. Yeah.
Carol. It's like girl, like I said, girl.
Yeah, girl.
Not girl. That also makes you Irish. Anyway, I hope you're okay. And yeah, friends for a reason, friends for a season, and friends forever.
Let me pack up my wee. I've got the biscuits and I've got the Reese's thing, so.
Guys, we're fully equipped with snacks
I'll get
here. I'm just tucking into some ASMR. Ooh. I actually filmed an ad today and tried to make it ASMR, and at first I was thinking, I'm not cut out for this, but the result's pretty damn good. I'm really quite a fan of my ASMR video. We're fully decked out with snacks. First snack in hand here is a White Malteser bunny. Were these about last year?
Yeah, I've been eating them for a long time.
Oh, you were there first.
Unreal.
I thought it was one of the originals, but these are...
delish.
Mmm.
We've also got a Reese's peanut butter bar.
Oh, you
butter.
Brought that?
Yeah, obviously.
Legend.
And a selection of some border biscuits if you haven't tried.
I know. I'll need to be stocking up on them.
There we go.
I've never even seen them in the supermarket.
Unreal.
Like that one.
I think they're quite a posh biscuit, like quite fancy.
I've only just started buying biscuits for my flat. And today I bought wagon wheels.
No. Months and months and months ago, Megan had everyone in. So she had all these biscuits and she still got them sitting in a biscuit tin. They're real soggy.
How did they go out of date?
They just go, biscuits go soggy, and once they're soggy, they're not a biscuit. It's pointless.
I feel you.
Roller coaster riders, I suggest that me and Megan are just sitting having a wee cuppa right now, and I suggest if you haven't got one already, pause this right now.
Get the kettle on.
Yeah, get the kettle on, guys.
And then we can all just have a nice wee cup of tea. You know what? Life is chaotic, guys. Life is hectic. Let's all take a minute to kick back. Sip tea and take a big... Have you taken a deep breath today?
No, I haven't. I actually do take deep breaths sometimes. I've seen this thing on TikTok and I do. I inhale for three, hold it for three and breathe out for three.
Let's all do it together.
One, two, three.
I have so many snores.
Right, one, two, three.
Wait, I lost it.
You were trying to cut off your oxygen there.
Okay, right, right, one, two, three.
It's actually really good for you.
It's really good.
You're supposed to do it more than once.
I take deep breaths a lot because, one, it's... So I have a really bad temper and it's something I'm really not embarrassed to admit. I'm getting sweating with that radiator on again.
Yeah, I'm sweating.
I'm not afraid to admit I have a bad temper. It's just obviously part of my... chemical balances in my brain, but I get really irate really easily. It's definitely one of my downfalls. And in moments now, I just see if I'm getting annoyed, and it really helps.
Yeah.
And I take deep breaths and spin. Oh my god.
I have something.
I don't know if those are deep breaths or just my last breaths, to be honest.
I have something special that I do, but I can't really describe it on the podcast. You'd need to see me. And
what is
not
it?
Everybody gets it. Not everyone understands it. But I put like. My fingers are like almost the palm of my hand on my forehead, and I put pressure on it and I slide it down my nose, and then I throw all the stress away. I don't really get stressed, but like, see if you're just in an annoying moment, like, or if people are annoying you and you just you don't want to be angry and you just want to get it out, just bring your hand right down and throw it away. Some people just don't get it, and see if you don't get it, you don't. But see, for those who do.
Yeah, the girls who get it.
Yeah.
Right, interesting. Well, those are some things. If you take anything away from today, it's deep breaths and pushing the stress out your forehead. Right, next dilemma. Hey,
my voice sounded so bad now.
Sometimes if I really take a minute to hear myself, I think, yuck. Anyway. Oh, do people think me and Eden sound similar? There was something I said the other day.
Let's say things and see if we can guess who's talking.
Right, okay. Right, wait. Right, let's... Hold on.
Marshmallow.
Marshmallow.
Cheeseburger. Cheeseburger. Cheeseburger.
I think it's something longer.
High rise flats.
High rise. High rise flats.
Remember that. Two.
3, 2, 1. Peas in a pod. Oh.
Didn't get the memo. Now let's say the same word at the same time and see if it sounds like the same.
What word are we going to say?
Beef jerky.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Beef jerky.
Oh! We're like harmonising.
Right, on to the next dilemma. I have a quite...
Is that a cobweb? I've got a cobweb.
Oh, man.
I'm sweating.
Done
it in that corner.
There's no happy medium. It's either freezing your balls off or sweating your pan in here. Honest to God. Guys, do you know Eon charged me £400 for my heating in December? And it's honestly, people come around and just shiver. Like, I don't know where that £400 is going. I'm affronted. I sent them an email back and I said, I'm a single girl, not relationship wise, but living wise. I'm a single girl living alone. And I'm always freezing. I always wear my hoodie. Fair to say, Eon didn't give a fuck. But anyway, dilemma. I have quite a small group of friends and we're all really close. Or at least I'd say we're close. For a while now, I've started to notice that two of my closest friends have been leaving me out a lot. Leaving me out a lot of things and often ignoring me. Oh, that's horrible. Anytime I try and voice my feelings and tell them that I'm feeling hurt over it, my feelings and opinion is disregarded and I'm being told I'm being dramatic. Oh, a lot of things have been going on in my life recently. My mental health hasn't been the best and I suppose I just feel majorly unsupported by the people who are meant to be my biggest support through tough times. Any advice or tips on this would be greatly appreciated.
Aww. That's really sad.
That's horrible. So... I would say, you might have already been really honest with them, but if you've not, and even if you have, maybe it's worth like one more like real sit down chat and being like, look guys, like you might think I'm being dramatic. And all of these things, it's hard because all these things are like subjective.
Yeah.
Like I'm more sensitive than you are.
Yeah.
So like, I might be upset about something and you might be like, what the fuck? Like, that's fine because that's human nature. Like, not everybody thinks the same way. But I would sit them down and be like, I'm actually genuinely being, like, really serious. And, like, if things like your mental health are struggling, like, I would tell them that and say, like, this isn't, like, a joke and this isn't me being, like, dramatic or, like, wanting some sort of drama. Like, I'm genuinely in quite a bad place at the moment and I really, really need you both to be there for me. And sometimes in life, you need to just push what you think to one side and, like, help who's in front of you. Like, me and Pav, for example, like, he'll, like, say something to me that, like, is annoyed him and I'm like, what? I'm like, I literally don't understand that at all. But then I'm like, right, let me just look at it through his eyes and who cares what I think? If he's upset about something, I'm going to listen and take that on board. Even if it is hard, sometimes that is just life.
You and Nadine would maybe be, like, upset about the same things, whereas I would be like, get over it, that's that's so insignificant, like there's bigger problems going on.
100%.
But that doesn't mean it's like disregard, that still like actually affects you though.
Yeah, exactly. And that is like the case with like lots of friendships, like everybody sees things differently. So I wouldn't be like scared that they don't care. Maybe they just don't see situations the way that you see them and it's all about meeting somewhere in the middle with that.
Like, they just don't fully understand and it's getting brushed under the carpet. Yeah. Whereas you need to keep bringing it up till they fully understand.
That's also really shit, though, that if you're saying you think they're leaving you out and ignoring you. Ugh. Honestly, that is the worst thing. Is my nose running?
No.
That is the bitchiest worst thing is when people leave people out. I hate that. But that is... Do you know what that's... Do you know what I mean? That's so common when you're, like, late teenagers.
Yeah.
That's when that happens. I feel like as you get older, that kind of fizzles out.
Things just happen. Well, yeah. This might sound quite harsh, but obviously you can't... That is an option to do that. But also the other option is they might just genuinely not be your true friends.
Yeah.
And again, we said that earlier, if you don't want to be friends with someone who doesn't want to be with you, or like in any relationship, yeah, you don't want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you, why would you waste your time doing that? Like,
yeah. And I know that's probably not what you want to hear, especially if like there's a lot going on at the moment. The last thing you need is to think about, oh my God, are these even my real friends? But that could well be the situation. And also when like you're through like these hard times at the moment and like your mental health feels in a better place, which it absolutely will, by the way, like this won't last forever and things always get better. There's no rain without a rainbow, as they say. Hopefully you find your wee pot of gold soon. But maybe when you are in a better place, like you'll get clarity and you might think like, do you know what? That was fucking shit. How you just handled that? And I'm over it. Like, it's maybe just like a hard lesson. Life is full of hard lessons at times when you really don't want to learn them. But it might be a case of learning the hard way. Okay, maybe these aren't my true friends, because true friends would be there for me. But I wouldn't cancel it out immediately. I'd have one more try and be like, guys, I need just to suck it up and I need just to listen to me. Whether or not you agree with me, this is how I feel and this is what I would like from you as my friends. And if they are still continuing to act this way, I think it's time to put them in the bin.
And try not to be so upset over that. Use your energy for something good that you enjoy doing. Like,
and also, like, literally, like, life happens in such mysterious ways. Like, if you end up, worst case scenario, stop being friends with these girls, I bet life presents you with some really good new friends and it'll all make sense why it didn't work out with them, you know? But we hope you're okay and wishing you happier, brighter times ahead with better friends. Let's do a taste test of the Reese's.
Oh, I know what
they
taste like.
Right.
Delicious.
I love Reese's. Me and Lauren used to always dog school and go and sit in her grand's house because she lived across from school.
Oh, yeah.
And buy Reese's pieces. Just eat Reese's pieces every day.
Like, also, guys, don't try that at home. Don't dog school.
Mm-mm.
Because look where it's gone, Megan.
Absolutely nowhere.
Delicious. It's so good, isn't it?
It blows my mind that people don't like peanut butter. Fair enough, people with nut allergies.
I don't eat peanut butter.
But you like this?
Oh, yeah, I love that, but I wouldn't put peanut butter on toast. Is
that
no, how you
have you
it?
Tried it?
I think so.
Just
I don't
closer
know.
To the mic.
I'll prefer toast and jam. We love toast and jam.
Yeah, we do love toast and jam. I've got raspberry and strawberry.
Mm. Maybe I'll have strawberry on one side and raspberry on the other.
Pat was like this to me last night because I was talking about jam and he's like, oh, I don't know if you ever would have tried this, but I used this really weird thing. And I was like, what? Like, expecting obviously something weird. And he's like, oh, I used to come home from school and make toast and I'd put like some butter on it and then jam.
Oh, that's what I do.
I was like, that's not
that's what
weird.
Everyone does.
He was like, I don't know if you'd like it. I was like, what? To be fair, I don't actually use butter.
I do, actually. I like it better.
Mm.
My dad actually used to make me what I call piggy toast.
Mm.
And it would just be toast and butter and jam, but it would be cut into the shape of a pig.
I remember, this is disgusting, but I remember a boy in my primary school used to have a piece of Nutella every day. And you know, I didn't try Nutella.
What, you think a piece of Nutella is disgusting?
No. But I didn't try Nutella until I was like 13. I didn't know what Nutella was. I used to think he was having a piece and poo. His name was Tommy and I sat across from him at dinner time all the time and I thought, he's eating that piece and poo again. And I also, my mum and dad would give me a piece and ham, but I went through a phase of not liking ham. So I used to open up my piece, bin the ham and just eat two bits of bread. And then the school phoned my mum and said, do you know she always bins her ham?
That's funny that we're watching you.
Yeah, I know. How weird is it that, like, that is the kind of things you start dealing with? Like, being at work and you get a phone call about your daughter binning ham? Like, what? When does life become that? Remember your mum would always get phoned? I remember once I was in the playground and Emma, remember Emma? She was making me laugh so much that I peed myself. I do have a really weak bladder. Like, if you make me laugh now, there's a potential I could pee myself if the tank's full, it's coming out. So I peed myself And everyone's like, oh my God, you peed yourself, you peed yourself. And I was like, no, I'm sitting in a puddle. It was like June and it was scorching. You know that way it's so warm that the sun makes the playground absolutely roasting?
Yeah.
So obviously there was no puddles. And I was like, no, I'm in a, but I've sat in a puddle, I sat in a puddle. And then they phoned my mum and she brought me a wee change of skirt. Pissed myself. This girl says, okay, here goes. Oh, I know it's all about. Here goes, ... new message. I recently got engaged. Woo! Congratulations. Congrats, engaged queen. And I thought I knew who my bridesmaids were as soon as. Had three chosen and my mind was set. Got the bridesmaid boxes ordered and started thinking of ideas. Excited. However, well, the English in this. I actually have an A in higher English and I can appreciate a good piece of writing when I see one. However, our engagement party was a few weeks ago and one of the bridesmaids I was planning lives in a different country, approximately 30-minute flight away, and we've been friends for 13 years. I asked if they wanted to come to the party, but explained there was no pressure at all. I completely understand it's a big ask. They made excuses and eventually said around 2 days before the party, they weren't going to make it, which is fine, but short notice. What's making me second guess my decision now is they didn't even as much as send me a congratulations card or make any sort of effort for this big day and exciting time in my life. So can I depend on them to be there on my big day? Am I being a bitch?
I don't think you're being a bitch.
I don't think you're being a bitch. And honestly, I don't have huge requirements for when my time is to get married. But if you're not my engagement party, you're not a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
Like what?
I think, well, to be fair, my sister actually lives in a different country.
But she's not a 30-minute flight away.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that part. Right, fair. Mm. Yeah, sorry, my sister actually is like a 12-hour flight.
I think, right, you could maybe let it slide because she does need to commute via plane. Like, I get that. So I'm a bit of an annoyance.
If it's a 30-minute flight, that could be like Ireland. You could...
No, I know. But I'm just trying to cut the girl some slack. Yeah. A plane for a party, when you think about it, obviously is quite a big ask. But if it was me, I'd personally be getting on the flight. Also, though, what makes it worse is she didn't send her a card.
Yeah, that's awful. We're big...
Oh, wait, I've never sent a card to anyone. Any of my friends who got engaged.
Yeah. What? Yes, we did.
Did we?
Yeah.
A card?
Well, first of all, we have one friend.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And it's been engaged. We done honours for her.
Did we send her
bridesmaids? Nadine probably made it. We actually...
She didn't have shop window back then.
For, all right. Well,
we're terrible friends.
To the lady who... I definitely got a card and wrote a card. I would have definitely done that.
Well,
we're big cards. What's the word?
Yeah, we are. We're big cards. We're very sentimental with cards.
So to your friend who doesn't know any shops for cards, you can go to Shop Luna.
Mm-hmm.
Plug.
Yeah, so maybe if for the next time her friend gets engaged, she could get one. But yeah, if she's not really making an effort and she's not came to this party either, and to tell you 2 days before as well, sorry, that's really bad. 2 days before.
I think that's
sackable.
That's pretty S-H-I-T-T-Y.
I wouldn't be asking her to be a bridesmaid. personally. See, the thing is as well, I think this is something I'm a wee bit like nervous about when my time comes to walk down the aisle. Like, picking bridesmaids, there's a lot of politics that goes into that.
Yeah.
A lot of feelings could be hurt.
One of my best friends actually said, do not ask me to be a bridesmaid. I don't want to be a maid of honour. Like, some people just don't...
Who was that?
Dominique.
Oh.
Some people just aren't interested in that type of thing, so they maybe don't understand how it is important it is to you.
Yeah, exactly. That's
whereas
so true.
We like to make a big fuss over anything.
Yeah.
Like,
if you care about it, then you can't understand why other people don't care about it. But some people generally just don't get it because they don't care about it, which doesn't make them a bad person. It just means that maybe you shouldn't have them so heavily involved if you're going to end up being disappointed.
Because you do need to rely on them for a lot of important things.
Yeah, honestly, being a bridesmaid is not easy.
If they're in the country, they can't might not be able to follow their bridesmaid's duties.
Yes. And I mean, like, who's to say she's even going to make the wedding, because it'll be a fight away. You know what I mean? Yeah, I would say it's not a bad thing. You're not being a bitch at all. Just maybe be like, okay, actually this might not work. And see, the thing is, it doesn't make them any less of a friend. Like, see, just because someone's your best friend doesn't mean they'll be a good bridesmaid.
Yes.
Because being a bridesmaid is like, you have tasks to complete. You're like a task rabbit.
It's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure because this is hopefully your friend's only big deal at this. Hopefully they're not having a round two. So things get messed up. I remember when I was maid of honour for Lauren, it was the morning of her wedding. And I was like, Lauren, if we heard about these flowers getting dropped off, like her literal bouquet of flowers and then like the ones for the bridesmaids. And she was like, no, I've not heard. And I was like, give me your phone and I'll phone her, because Lauren was getting her makeup done. And I phoned the florist and I said, hi, it's Megan here, maid of honour. I'm just seeing when you arrive for the flowers, because we'll be leaving for the wedding in about an hour or whatever it was, 2 hours. And she was like, oh, I've got Lauren booked in for 2024. So as maid of honour, my heart fell out my arsehole. Horrible news to deliver to the bride-to-be who's getting her eyeshadow on. Like, I mean, come on. So I was like, right, how do we go about this? Long story cut short, the florist actually managed to pull together some gorgeous flowers and it was all fine. But, like, you know, it's honestly, it's a really testing, scary time, moments like that.
That puts your friendship to the test. That seeing if you can pull through.
Yeah.
If you can't get a half an hour flight, how are you meant to sort out delayed a year delayed flowers?
Now that is what it boils down to. So I think it'd be good if you could do a wee, like, bridesmaid boot camp.
Yeah, a wee tester.
Yeah, put them all to the test, set them all some tasks, go away for the weekend and say, right, ladies, welcome to bridesmaid boot camp. May the fittest win. I might do that.
I would want all my bridesmaids to make a fuss. Like, I want them all to cry and be shocked when they ask. We were shocked. We cried when Lauren asked
us.
Oh,
yeah, that was so nice. That was so wholesome. Oh, I'm going to do, like, an extravaganza. Obviously, like, I like to do things OTT, right? And, like, obviously make content and that. That's embarrassing, but that's what I do. Like, see, when it comes to me asking my bridesmaids and me revealing I'm pregnant.
I think I'll do something big as well. I love
that.
I'll tell you what I was talking about the bride earlier to be. She asked my sister to be the maid of honour.
Oh, this was lovely.
On Christmas Day. So
I was crying.
Yeah. My sister, again, like I said, she lives in another country. So she's been best friends with us.
Are you going to disclose the country? Or is it like a secret?
My sister lives in Qatar.
Because she keeps saying
far away. Pretty far. So basically, my sister's best friend, who's actually one of my best friends, hi Rachel, she asked me to be involved. She asked me to be involved in this, which I thought was so cute. As you might not know this, but I'm a very good poet. I write poems in every single one of my friends' birthday cards, and whatever else. So basically, Rachel asked me to write a poem to ask my sister.
Oh, you wrote it?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that.
I did. I read it out to you.
Yeah, you didn't say you wrote it.
Yeah.
I don't think you should.
So I wrote this poem and Rachel wrote it on the bottom of like 10 Polaroids.
Oh.
And basically asked my sister on Christmas Day to be her maid of honour. I have never seen my sister cry in her life. And my sister was bawling her eyes out. And that's the type of bridesmaid you want. You want someone who appreciates it and wants you to be their maid of honour as much as
you want them to be. Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, I look forward to that. Honestly, do you know what's weird? That could be like the next 5 years.
What's the next 5 years?
People start getting married.
Yeah.
Like that's so crazy.
Bizarre.
Wow. But anyway, the conclusion of that is I don't think she's fit for the test, the position. I think if this was a job interview, she'd be saying, sorry, better luck next time, pal. Right. My ex and I have one of the same friendship groups, and I just still find it a bit weird him being there when we all plan to go out and do something. But then I also don't want to miss out on doing things with everyone just because we're exes. Well,
it might be an awkward situation, but I wouldn't lose out in things just because of them.
No,
thank you. Absolutely not.
No. And
me and you are both actually kind of similar in this situation.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, I don't really care.
Yeah, Erin is really unfazed by the
anything.
World. Like, it would really take a lot to, mm-hmm. to like, ruffle your feathers.
Yeah. I've never hit a ready.
I wonder what would ruffle your feathers.
Oh.
What would get you going?
There's a question.
Grind your gears.
What would get you going? I don't think that's the right...
Right, okay, sorry.
Question.
Wrong terminology. That's a whole different topic.
what would ruffle my feathers?
Yeah, what would piss you off?
I think a lot of things would piss me off, and potentially they do for a while, but I just don't let it get to me because I've got other things to be worrying about. I've got I'm not going to waste my time
but
being negative when I've
about?
Got...
I worry about
being skint every day. I worry about being skint. I really, really want to move out, and I just don't see how it's possible in this climate.
I mean, it's a tough climate.
There's just other things to worry about in life. I'm just grateful and happy to be here, to be honest. So
that's a really lovely mantra.
What? I'll tell you what ruffles my feathers.
What?
When someone drives past you and you let them drive past you and
they don't
say thank you.
No.
But right now it's like really pitch black outside and you can't see if someone's saying thank you or not, and I'm pure blinding them with my lights so that they know that I'm grateful.
What else ruffles feathers? What was ruffling my feathers was when I was driving to Spin earlier and there was quite a lot of traffic, so I was tight for time. People just not going at the roundabout when there's time to go.
Sometimes it's really nerve-wracking. I hate when I miss it. If I miss my point to go, I then want to die in a hole because I'm like, oh, that was really awkward.
What ruffles my feathers, do you think?
Being when I leave you outside my front door.
Oh, honestly, for the whole time I've known Erin, how long have I known you now? At least 10 years, at least a decade. Never, ever, ever, ever when I go to Erin's house is she just ready at the door for me. See, if someone says they're on their way, I'm standing at that front door ready.
To be fair, today I was naked and I was just
coming
out of the shower.
There's always something. There's always an excuse.
I'm a busy woman.
She leaves you standing at that front door for so long and it's always pissing the rain, blowing a gale, freezing cold. Honestly, I need to give you your own medicine.
Get your own key.
I'm going to do it to you soon.
Oh, did Pavlik his key for Christmas?
He loved it. I got Pavlik for a key cut for his Christmas, and it's Mickey Mouse.
Was he buzzing?
Yeah, he said that was really nice and it made him really happy.
Aww.
So it's good now because if I'm out and about and he's here first, he doesn't just have to sit outside, and also it means he can come in and put the heating on,
yeah, and make it a cup of tea,
yeah,
for you coming in.
Well, he's not ever done that, but I'll suggest
Pav.
That he does make me cups of tea though, like, if I ask him to. But do you know Pav's mm-hmm. never had a cup of tea ever.
That ruffles my feathers.
I know, how weird is that?
That's so wrong.
What else ruffles feathers?
Where there's tea, there's hope. A wee hug in a mug.
Well, look, these hugs. Mugs say yay hugs.
Yay hugs.
No, there is something so comforting about a cup of tea. Do you remember what age you were when you first had a cup of tea?
I don't remember anything before yesterday. And also, I've been having tea since I was a tot.
Do you know what I used to do? Because I became obsessed with Squishy Cream for a while. I used to have tea with Squishy Cream on it.
Oh, really?
I know. Because we never had hot
chocolate. Fair enough.
I know. Who's to say you can?
Yeah.
These days. Oh, yeah, so the ex thing.
What was the question again?
About not wanting to miss out, but it's just a bit weird seeing him.
Ah, okay.
So I could definitely agree. Like, I actually personally haven't seen my ex tons, but it always does. There goes the pop filter. There we go. I'm back in. It always will feel weird, and it doesn't mean you're like not over them or like over it. It's naturally weird if you're used to being in a loving relationship with someone and you no longer are. So I think it's definitely normal to feel a wee bit weird about seeing him out. And I wouldn't overthink that and be like, oh no, does that mean anything? No, it just genuinely, the bottom line is that is weird. So it is. But I definitely wouldn't let it lead to you missing out on things, because then you'll just be sad that you're missing out on things. And you're missing out on them because of your ex. So it's like double sadness.
Personally, I just wouldn't let it get to me and I would just enjoy my night.
Yeah.
Just tell yourself it doesn't annoy you and then your brain will start to believe it.
Yeah, fake it till you make it. But it is weird. And you're definitely the minority who can go out with that attitude. And I commend it. But it is quite unusual to feel like that. But you never know. You might end up, it'll start to, your brain just adapts. Isn't this weird? I was giving breakup advice to someone lately and I was telling them that, like, honestly, your brain can adapt to new situations. Like, no matter how hard it is in the beginning, like, think of when you first break up with someone, it's rotten, it's so shite. But, like, as days goes on and, like, and days pass and you've not seen them, you just start to get used to it, and before you know it, you wake up and you don't think of them anymore and you just live your life. Like, your brain does just adapt to new situations.
Yeah, with time, you just, something just clicks and one day you just wake up and you're like, whoa, I'm actually so fine.
It's like, honestly, like anything, like olives, if you try olives enough time, you like them. You need to try them 9 times before you like them. So honestly, you, sky's the limit.
It's just training your brain.
Yeah.
Brain training.
I actually want to get a Nintendo to play brain training.
You can have mine.
Oh, have you got one?
It's really old though. Or you can get a Switch. Get a Switch. You and Pav can play. And you can take the wee bits off the edge and you can play fun stuff on the TV.
He did suggest me to get that, so yeah, maybe I will.
It's expensive though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And because you need to spend like then probably £50 on each game.
Oh, Jesus, Johnny.
I'm making that up to be honest, but I feel like that's probably where it's at right now.
Oh, well. What is these times?
It's so fun though. You could play games at pre's and all that.
Oh, that would be fun. What was I going to say there? If I started doing something that gets my brain going, I feel like I was saying to myself lately, I like that makes my brain think, but maybe.
Mental maths. I was playing darts and I was doing the mental maths on darts. Sudoku.
No, I don't know what it is I think I'm doing that gets. I thought I took up something that helps my brain stimulate. I'm going to really try and start reading, though.
Me too. I've screenshotted a few books.
Have you?
I'll send you.
Sophia Tuxford is always reading good books.
Yeah,
is
that's hard what, to one of hers I screenshotted.
She's an edge of her seat with some of these books. Yeah,
those were really thick, though. They would take
I know. I need something that's not as intimidating as that. Like, see, if I see a big, thick book, I'm like, that's too much for me to get through. Mm-hmm. Do you know what, honestly, the best books? Jacqueline Wilson.
Shut up.
Did you read them?
Yeah. And did you used to read the wee fairy ones? What's those?
Yeah. I can't remember, but you got them in that bookshop in Brayhead and they were all different colours.
Yeah.
I read them. But the Jacqueline Wilson ones, I honestly would read them now. Mm-hmm. There's one called My Sister Jodie and it was brutal. I think she falls out a tower. That's so funny.
I used to read Roald Dahl.
Yeah, Roald Dahl. I read The Twits.
Yeah.
but yeah, definitely want to do stuff that gets your brain ticking over. Keep it young. So guys, I don't know if I shot myself in the foot a bit by saying DM your dilemmas, because normally they would be inundated by dilemmas when I put up a question box, but maybe that put people off. So I think we've answered all the dilemmas that I can see. So we're still having fun here and we've got a wee bit of gas left in the tank. So I've googled would you rather? So this is kind of like dilemmas, I suppose, in some universe. This first one's ridiculous. Would you rather always have a mullet haircut or a ponytail haircut? The mullet, obviously.
Mullet, yeah, duh. Business in the front.
Business in the front, party in the back. Right. No, these ones aren't funny. I need to find funnier ones. Right.
You're
would
not
you...
coming up with them. You're reading them off a screen.
Yeah, I know. That's what I meant.
Oh.
Or do you want to come up with ones?
No.
Right. Would you rather be married to someone good looking who doesn't think you're attractive or be married to someone ugly who thinks you're gorgeous?
Oh,
I know. That's a hard one.
I think I would want them to be good looking because it's me looking at them.
Yeah, and like, you need to fancy them.
Yeah,
but
also,
then they don't fancy you.
At the same time then, yeah, if they didn't fancy me, I just thought, why are you with me then?
Oh, that's a hard one.
That's a bit stupid. Yeah. To be honest, I would just want the best of both worlds. I know that defeats the purpose of the question, but...
Yeah.
If you're not interested in me, what's the point? And if I'm not interested in you, then...
How weird is it that, like, everyone finds different people attractive? Like, who I find attractive, you might not find attractive.
Yeah.
I'm actually playing... No, I'm not even going to ruin it. What? I was going to tell them about Royal Cookson Live, but they can wait and see.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that is really interesting. Attractiveness. What's... Oh, I'm going to do an episode, Weird Things I Find Attractive.
That's a good one.
If you get any weird things you find attractive. Like, I think when Pav does the dishes, it's so hot.
No, but I know something... What? I wasn't even... Like,
no, like honestly, I seen him do dishes for the first time in the flat and I thought, oh, fuck.
That is weird.
And I don't really find, like, I'm a bit weird, I don't know, not weird, but, like, I've never been one to, like, look at men on movies, you know, like, actors and that. Like, I could not, even for the life of me, think who I think is the most handsome actor. Like, I just don't really, like, find things like that attractive. I'm quite, like, unfazed. But I seen Pav do dishes and I thought, my. Getting hot in here.
Usually people would be like, if their boyfriend's in worky gear or they're like...
That doesn't do it for me.
Washing the dishes. Something that me and you both like, that guy Chris on Love Island, he's got his belly button.
Yeah!
Pierced. We quite like that. Our friends think that's weird. They don't like that.
Oh, but I love it. I actually said to Pav, I love that he has his belly button.
It's just quite bold, isn't it?
And
it's
he was
different.
Like, don't get any ideas. But I think it's so
I
cool.
Like it, yeah.
What's other weird things I find attractive? Like unconventional things. I think a boy driving's always quite attractive, but that's normal. Unless they're a bad driver, like a speedy driver. Ugh. That's really unattractive.
What, speedy drivers?
Yeah, like people who are like wee boy racers, like that. Are you trying to impress me with that? That don't impress me much. come on, what's some you find attractive?
I can't think of anything weird.
Okay, but what's just normal things you find attractive? I think, I love hands.
I think I love hands.
Do you?
Yeah.
I love hands. A big hand to clasp mings.
I think if someone can cook, that's good.
Oh, yeah. I've never really had that. Yeah. Someone, I mean, that goes without saying, but someone who's just, like, generally polite, like, nice to, like, waiters and, like, holds the door open for people, not just me, for people.
I wouldn't be like, oh, that's so attractive. You just said you've got good manners.
Oh, see, I wouldn't. I do. I think that's honestly like, I just love it.
If they weren't polite, I would find it unattractive.
Yeah,
but I'm not like, oh my god, wow, I fancy you. You just said thank you.
Oh, really? Maybe that's a weird one then. Oh, I think it's quite attractive when a boy drinks beer.
What? No.
No, I think like
literally every man in the world stands with a pint. What?
No, but I think that's quite attractive holding a big pint.
No, you don't.
I do.
Why?
I do. I swear, I think someone holding a pint is attractive.
But everyone.
It's
does
quite
that.
Manly. No, but I just think that's quite nice. I love when a boy wears sliders. As long as they're nice, obviously.
Do you know what I actually don't like? What I've realised from watching Love Island, I don't know if I love when the boys wear the Birkenstocks and stuff like that or with their suit trousers. I understand it can look quite smart, and before I would think that's how my boyfriend would dress on holiday.
Right.
But I've just been looking at it and I think I prefer the trainers, to be honest.
No, I prefer a trainer as well. I'm definitely a sneaker girl.
Yeah.
But I do like when a boy wears sliders. And Pav is like so insecure about his feet. I hope he doesn't mind me saying that. I don't know why his feet are so normal. Actually, he has quite nice feet. There's nothing wrong with them whatsoever. Well-groomed toenails, which is all we can really ask for. And he would never wear his feet out. So when we went on our first holiday together, which was Rhodes, try to go to the pool with socks on.
In 40 degree heat.
I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Take your socks off. And he's like, no, I really don't want to take my socks off. And I was like, Pav, you're not going to the pool with socks and trainers on, with trunks. It's no adding up. And I was like, right, try to entice him into this. So I thought, for our next holiday, why don't we get matching Yeezy sliders? Mm-hmm. And I thought, that'll get him into the sliders. And he started wearing them, and I thought, gosh, I actually love him. And a pair of trunks and sliders.
What, do you know what, actually something that I really don't like that's on my list of if you want to be my man.
Right.
Do not
listen up, boys.
Do not eat tuna.
Oh, yeah, no,
if you like
that.
Tuna, just
fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off, will you?
One time my ex told me that he went on a camping trip one time and there was no food and he had to eat a tuna baguette. He doesn't even like tuna. I was like that, that's revolting. If your lips have been anywhere near tuna, they won't be going anywhere near mine.
Yeah, I don't like tuna. I tried tuna. tuna caddo from Joe and the Juice, but I don't think it's for me. But that's really like diluted tuna, like not like, because Harry eats tuna. I'm like, I don't, why would me and Harry, like, he loves tuna. Who would you go for on Love Island?
For just in general?
Right now? This season?
Callum. Molly's ex?
Yeah.
Who else is on it?
I was saying to Pav, I'd probably go for Toby. But now he's started, I don't like how he's treating Georgia Steele.
Toby has been,
because I like Georgia Steele.
Sometimes I like Toby and sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
I hate saying things like this in the public.
No.
Imagine someone's like, I don't like Megan. Like that shot, you don't know her.
No, I know, but from what ITV are portraying,
it's as if we've got the right to judge, but we really don't.
We don't, you should be kind. No, we're not being mean. I just don't like how he treated Georgia there. All the girls are really, really, really gorgeous.
Yeah, they are.
It's a stellar lineup they've got there. Speaking of Love Island, guys, this is time up. Time over. We're going to go and watch Love Island. What time do you need to wake up at for work?
7:30 or...
So what's your bedtime?
Whenever.
It's 10:15.
I don't have a bedtime. Okay. I'm not too good on that routine yet.
See, I'm really like... I know this is a horrible word, but I'm really anal about things. Like, if I'm not asleep by a certain time, I get in a pit of, like, anxiety. I'm like, oh, shit, that's me losing X amount of sleep and my day's not going to be productive tomorrow. I'm really like that.
I can I thrive on lack of sleep. However, recently as I get older, it's not as effective. I do need sleep more as I get older.
I'm needing a good 7 to 8 hours a night. So
my brain just doesn't work like that, but hopefully we get there.
We're
working towards greatness in 2024.
And that frontal lobe of yours will be pretty much well developed.
Yeah, I'm getting into a routine. I've been waking up, making my bed. In the morning, we're going to wake up and have toast and jam. Mm-hmm. So
that is that. But we hope you enjoyed this episode, guys. Wonder what we could do next time. You can totally send in any ideas you think, because I'll probably get Erin back.
Oh yay!
We'll see. Madness, like, so Erin unfortunately won't be joining us again because that was terrible. Think of something funny we could do. Anyway, we'll leave that with you. Thanks so much for listening, my roller coaster riders. Thanks so much, Erin, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for sharing the beanbag with me tonight. No, see, and see you next week.
Life goes up and it goes down.
Bye.
I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time, being so serious idiots, thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.